Roaring Twenties theme party going to be happening. It's a fundraising event, by the way. Dinner, auction, and dance. That's coming up Saturday, October 18th from 6 to 11:30 at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. And from what I understand, the tickets, they're a lot. They're a lot. I'm not going to lie. They're a lot. But we've got some free ones to give away. We got a big gold table for the fundraiser. So we'll talk about
that.
Well,
that's why they're a lot. It's a fundraiser.
No. I understand that.
Oh, okay.
I was just letting people know that we're going to be giving these away. So it's not like, you know, they're not like $5 tickets.
Right. These are worth it. These are worth it. These are a good prize.
It'll be
a fun event, too.
Yeah, this is an event where folks are dressing up in the 20s attire. So that should be fun.
I love that era, especially vehicle-wise.
Yeah.
But my brain is kind of frozen on, like, vernacular. I'm trying to think of the zibbity-zap-dab-zip-zap-sat-scat, baby.
like the Cab Calloway kind of stuff.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what
the zip-zip-zappies.
Yeah. The vernacular is escaping me, and even, like, I guess you... They would be called flapper girls.
Flappers. Yes. With the dresses with the
tassels.
The tassels and
dancer. The
dance.
The headband with the one feather.
Boop, right. Boop, beep, doop.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of.
Like
and then the guys
Betty,
are wearing
Betty Boop kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the guys are wearing the zoot suits.
Yeah, right? Buddy. Let me tell you, she's quite the gal.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
The Roaring Twenties theme. You're going.
Your carbon microphone. You got it. That's the sound they had back then. All the radio shows sounded that way because of carbon microphones.
Yeah.
I thought that was really neat. We could still buy them. We could have our show sound like that. But we want ratings, so.
All you cats and kittens out there.
Yeah.
You know, it was really...
You got it, man.
Here's something
perfect.
That I did not know, that actors back in the day, they overacted, right? When you'd watch those movies, like, hi, what are you doing there, sissy? And she's like, well, I'm standing here smoking, you know, and it was this over-exaggeration.
Sure.
And... It was because back in the theater days, they didn't have microphones. So they had to speak louder.
So that you could be heard in the back row.
Yes.
Okay.
So it was more of a something like this and very pronounced so people could hear what was going on.
And then that turned into the way that we think of that's how they talked back then. But it turns out maybe they didn't. We're going off the only reference we have are those movies.
We're going off the movies, and that's
so
true.
Why they're talking that way.
Yeah. And if you watch some of those.
I love that you do that.
Do you ever watch
Breaking News?
Shawshank Redemption when
yes.
When they're in the theater,
yeah.
And Marlena Dietrich comes in, she's like, hello, boys, mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah.
And they're all like, woohoo, woohoo, yeah. Like, wham, wham. Their eyes are like popping
Morgan
out of their
Freeman's
head.
Eyes
like the
up.
Mask.
Yeah.
Awooga, awooga.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was the reason
exactly.
Why they talk like, anyway, this is going to be a lot of fun. And you can dress up and be part of the costume contest, Winston Area Community Partnership, Winston Area Food Pantry, and we got some freebies for you just around the corner. So we'll get the hookup here. You crazy cats and kittens, yeah?